Hello and welcome to this edition of Parking Thought, the minimum viable podcast and YouTube channel where I share the thoughts I have after I've driven them around for a little bit and happen to be parking. My name is Jacob, and in this edition, I'm going to talk to you guys about French fries. Lovely, delicious French fries. Now, this is a McDonald's French fry, right? Which is actually different, believe it or not. McDonald's has invested in the research to make sure that the fry has got the right coating and can cook properly and the right type of oil and all that stuff that they've got going on. And it's really amazing. French fry is one of those things where you don't really pay attention to it, but somebody else has. And, you know, when you sit down, McDonald's, Burger King, whatever, wherever you happen to buy your fries, you know, you don't really need think about, you know, that process of getting the fry ready. But let me kind of go through this here. This is a good example of how oftentimes we don't pay attention to the systems that our lives are dependent on and that improve our lives. So the French fry obviously started as a potato, had to get harvested out of the ground, right? So you have to have some sort of a device that'll lift the potato up out of the ground, right? It's got to be able to make sure it doesn't get bruised in that process, transport it to the processing plant or the storage facility, right? It turns out, I didn't know this either until later on, but potato skins, when the potatoes first harvested, are more clear, right, than you might think, which is kind of unique. So in the, like, harvesting process or the processing plant, right, they actually have to peel the potato in a way that just leaves just enough skin so that way it can be cut to this perfect fry shape that we've got here on this Mac fry. It's got to be coated, pre-cooked, and then frozen, right? Now, why frozen? Well, by freezing food and then wrapping them in plastic, a lot of times plastic gets a bad rap. I totally get that Indonesia, the Philippines, and China dump a lot of their trash into the ocean, and it's become a, you know, trash island in the Pacific. I get that. The United States does not have that problem. In fact, the trash that ends up getting in the ocean from the United States because of the way that we generally recycle and other things is really, 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 really small. Now, wrapping food in plastic and making sure it's frozen allows it to stay edible longer, right? And not just edible, but like healthy edible. Like if we think about how food is preserved inside of plastic, it's really pretty amazing how that material that is so easy to produce and so widespread and how it can be manufactured and adjusted really allows food to be safe. So it's frozen, packed up in plastic, and then McDonald's has done all the research on how long does it take to cook before it's up and ready to go. So by the time you go through the drive-thru, you're good. And I'll bet you the French fry is one of those things that you've never bothered to think about. And there's a lot of those things in our lives that we take for granted. And so the challenge in this particular edition is to encourage you to go look at a system that you've never paid attention to before and decide to start asking questions of how it got there. And like my story about the fry, it might not be perfect. It might have a few holes. But I know enough about it to know I can appreciate it. And I'm really grateful for it when I get a chance to eat my Mac fries. And so that, right, is your challenge today. Learn about a system that you haven't paid attention to before just enough, or maybe a little more, but just enough at least, so you can appreciate and be grateful for the parts of that system that allow that thing or that service to be a part of your life. All right, that's it for this edition of Parking Thought. This is the part where I encourage you to like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Much appreciated. I'm glad you guys are here. And I want to say thank you very much. We'll talk to you later. Bye.